Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from WTAN in the beautiful city of Clearwater in Tampa Bay, the beautiful state of Florida, the Sunshine State. It's a beautiful event by Mrs. K, and I stay in her position at the time because she's coming down from the beautiful city of Naples. She's driving, she's on the freeway right now, and she's been here by the middle of time. My name is Socrates, and stay in the position from Bless the Next Generation. My beautiful friends, bless the next generation. This is a generation plan to take over America. We need to really worship the Lord and thank the Lord. This is the way, my brothers and sisters. Thank you from Tune Live on the WTAN 1340 in downtown Clearwater, 1340 and 1350 and 1400 AM. My brothers and sisters, thank you. We have a beautiful good news for you. This is lovely next Thursday, the June 27th. And the beautiful country club in Innsbruck Country Club. We have an elegant event tribute to our Lord. We'll get together all the artists from the Tampa Bay area and we'll come and worship and thank Jesus. We thank him what he's done. Because I want to share you what is happening here. Group of brothers who pray, and in the middle of the night, the Lord appeared to me in a beautiful chariot on fire with four horses on fire. And he's holding seven fires in his hands. And he's go around Tampa Bay area and zing, throw the fires in Tampa. And a boom, pillar of fire there. Zing, in Tampa Springs, boom, another fire. Zing, in Clearwater, in Dunedin, in Palm Harbor, wow, another fire there. Zing, another fire from heaven in the St. Pete. And I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, unbelievable things happen. Zzz, another fire in Sarasota, another pillar. The Tampa Bay area is the Holy Spirit Bay. And the Lord, my brothers and sisters, because you pray, came from heaven to honor your prayers and release the revival, the spirit of revival. If you look in Isaiah 11:2, you can see the seven spirits of God. And we look at generation in a Revelation 1:4, Revelation 3:1, Revelation 4:5, and 5:6. He's released the seven spirits of God from the throne of God to Tampa Bay area, my brothers and sisters. Tampa Bay known by God. God knows Tampa Bay. A big revival plan to start from Tampa Bay, from this beautiful area. And the gates from Tampa Bay of the Holy Spirit is the clear water, my brothers and sisters. Clear water. Clear water is alive. We tribute that city to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They say Jesus is the lion, he's from the tribe of line of Judah. And the line of Judah never stay in one place, always move around. And I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, big revival plan to hit this area. Souls pray come to the kingdom from heaven because ministers be trained. Tampa Bay is a boot camp from the Holy Spirit to train people to ministries. We have prophets, evangelists, teachers, apostles. I'm telling you, pastors, they be on fire from God and go out to minister around the world. Today, special tonight, we have a Rodney Howard Brown coming here in the beautiful church in Tupper Springs in the gathering with Cindy Stewart, the Chuck Stewart there, who'll be there tonight. And then next week, we have the beautiful Larry ministers and Larry artists and Larry worshippers coming to the beautiful city of Palm Harbor. Whew, and the Innsbruck Country Club. There we do the event, the Psalms 100. What is Psalms 100? The Lord say, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise, my brothers and sisters. We have to praise the Lord. We have to praise the Lord from the new generation, to bless the new generation, because if we lose that generation, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, we lost the nation. We lost the one generation behind we are. We have to bless the new generation. And thank you from Kay, what she's doing. These were all artists that came there. We have a Psalms 150. What is Psalms 150? We praise the Lord with everything, with the guitars, with the cymbals, with the drums, with your songs, with your dancing. And say, Psalms 156, say, let's everything that have a breath praise the Lord. My brothers, sisters, everything that have a breath, praise the Lord. We have to pray from the new generation. We have to pray from our president of the United States of America and his beautiful family. We have to pray from the cabinet there, the team he's put together. We have to pray from the beautiful Congress, the Senate, the court system, the judges there in the Supreme Court. We have to pray from our military, from the Air Force, Navy, Marine, Army, everybody, Coast Guards, and all these beautiful people, young ladies, boys, they are around the world to really bless and support freedom around the nations. My brothers, sisters, we're too honored to be in here today in the Bless the New Generation event, a live radio program for Mrs. K. She's one of the finest evangelists and prophetess we have in here from the beautiful city of Naples. Great women of God. And she's traveled around the country and around the state in Florida and promote freedom and promote the love of God and promote what's God coming. And a lot of politicians want her there to pray from them. She's a prophet to a lot of people. I know her from 70 years. She's used to minister to our theater, the King of Kings Royalty Theater in downtown Clearwater, and she's released the prophetic word, and things start coming together. Oh, a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What you do in life in here, in the beautiful city of Clearwater. Clearwater is alive. My name is Socrates Charos. I'm a servant of the Lord. I have my ministry. The Lord bless me in the heart of the city, 627 Cleveland Street. You see, Socrates Studio. I came from soul business to soul business. God take me from the entertainment field and put me in the kingdom of heaven business to bring souls to the kingdom of God. This is the way, my brothers, sisters, is a blessing. It's a blessing to be in here with you and just listen to the radio. 1340, okay, talk show here. They're talking about WTAN and 1350 and 1400. This is a blessing to be here. My brothers and sisters, the new generations, what is the new generation is? The young kids, they plan to take the mentor, the prophetic and evangelistic and teaching mentor and apostolic mentor and minister the gospel across the state and across the nation and across their nations too. I have the privilege after this event on the next Thursday in Palm Harbor, the July 1st, to fly in the beautiful country of Greece to have a revival meetings there and pray in the city of Athens. And from there, we're going up to the beautiful Meteora, the place that preserved the New Testament. In the top of the hills there, I want for you to put a Meteora, M-E-T-O-R-A, in your Google, and you find what a beautiful place there is, the monasteries and the prayer worship the Lord. And from there, go to Holy Mountain in Thessaloniki. Try to go in the place Paul, the beautiful Apostle Paul, go there and pray from the cities and renew the strength, renew the fires. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And from there, go down to Sparta. There is in Peloponnesus, from Corinth. You know, and from there, from Sparta, go to the island. They call it Kythira, Antikythira, because there is my great-great-grandparents come from, and my name, Charos, coming from the region there, from the island, Kythira, Antikythira. There's a way, if you look in the book of Maccabees, 1:12, the Spartans and the Jews, they are brothers. They are working together. That's a very interesting thing. Try to study that. It's very interesting how they preserve. That's the reason Jesus said, to the Jew first and after to the Greek. You know, and they work together. To the Jews, he gives the Old Testament, and to the Greeks, give the New Testament. And he say, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. In the book of Ephesians 2, he's trying to put from 2 and make 1. That's a new creation. That's where the born-again Christians. My brothers, sisters, I wanted to lead you in the kingdom of heaven, because the kingdom of heaven, when I come down and say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's who want to bring me here to Tampa Bay area. That's who want to bring next week in the beautiful city of Innsbruck, Palm Harbor there, in that place there. Why we do that? We want to bring heaven down. God told us bring heaven down. Because today too many people emphasize to bring hell up. It's not our job to do that. Our job, God called us to bring heaven down. And that's what we want to do. Focus on Jesus. And if you focus on the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the presence of God come in your house, the enemy flee. The Bible say, resist the devil, come close to God, and the enemy flee. This is the way, my brothers and sisters, I want you to be free. I don't want the enemy to drive you nuts, try to kill you, give you sickness, try to steal your peace, try to steal your joy, because the Lord told us, joy to the Lord is our strength. We have to be a joyful people, not complain, not murmuring, not gossiping, just do a good things. By doing good things, we receive good things, because the Bible says, wherever you sow, you reap. You sow love, you reap love. You sow joy, you reap joy. You sow hate, you reap hate. This is why, please don't hate nobody. Love everybody. Love everybody. Because without love, no matter what we're doing, is nothing. I want to thank all these beautiful people there, here in the line there. I see Mrs. Lillian Terrell. I see Janice Anderson, Aaron, Matthew Clemens. Praise the Lord. I see here so many beautiful Mrs. Good people, some good Greek friends, the Mullahs, hallelujah, Gerda, so many beautiful friends, Manolis from Greece, we have Zoya Tonisu, that's beautiful, and Aaron here, and Janice Anderson. Thank you all these people, they're really joining here to this beautiful program. I pray from your healing. In the name of Jesus and salvation, the most beautiful is the salvation. Say, everybody say with me, if I confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that Father God raised him from the dead, I be saved. My brothers, sisters, anything happened by confess with your mouth, happened your healing. And believe in your heart or deliverance. Say, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus heal you. And believe in your heart, Jesus heal you by the power of the resurrection. You be healed. I release the healing of God. Okay? The healing of God. I rebuke cancer. Get out of your system. Get out of your body. Headaches, go. Anxiety, get out of the United States of America and the new generations. Fever. Blood pressure, diabetes, get out of there in the name of Jesus. Get out of from United States of America. America want to be healed, be stronger, and be young and fresh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I rebuke the spirit of fear out of your lives, and I release the spirit of love, because perfect love casts out all fear, my brothers and sisters, not some, all fear, okay? You want either fear to get out of your life, just love one another. Love yourself because Jesus live inside you. You don't have a legal right to be upset with you because you are the temple of God. Fill yourself with love because more love you put inside you, more love you can give. More love you put inside your heart, from the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. This is the way you want to speak love, fill up yourself with a lot of love. Love your friends. Love your enemies. It's very important. Don't be bad to your enemies. Be good to your enemies. If they're hungry, give them something to eat. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Please, don't be like the pagans, you know, who are Christians, who love one another. In this town, I spread the love of God, and I want everybody to love one another. By we love another, we have the presence of God, because God is love. My brothers and sisters, don't be trapped in the anger. Don't be trapped in the gossiping. Don't be trapped in the murmuring. You see, many times you see in here in Florida, we have a lot of sinkholes. You know why we have sinkholes? Because people complain and gossiping, and the ground open shuck them in. You remember in I-4, two brothers in a house. The guy loved everybody, be nice. Nothing happened to him. His other brother complained, murmured, the taller floor from his room fell down, and the guy disappeared. I'm telling you, it's not only happened to Israelites. It's happened every day. You see, sinkholes come down. You know why? Because people complain and murmur. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Start thank the Lord. And give glory to God. and only give glory to God in the good times. Start giving glory to God in the tough times. Be an overcomer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The overcomers, they receive the blessing. Why overcomers? Because Jesus overcome. Remember Jesus after the baptism in the Jordan River? And the Father God said, "This my beloved Son, to whom well I please." What's happened? The Holy Spirit take him to wilderness. Not the devil. The Holy Spirit take him to Jesus to wilderness. Why take him to wilderness? To overcome the work of the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to be overcomers, my brothers and sisters. The overcomers that receive the blessings. If the Lord can lead the beautiful Jesus in the wilderness to overcome the work of the enemy, this is the way we can be overcomers from the enemy. Don't let the enemy put you down. I want to thank you, the leader of this beautiful hour, the new generations, our sister,
praise
Kay.
Lord.
Thank
praise
you, Sister Kay. So blessing. That's your beautiful program. Thank you. You opened the door for me to come.
God.
We are live in here. I have them on Facebook, too, in my Facebook there.
Okay,
and we can put them after in yours.
Okay, well, I just want to say hello to everybody. Thank you so much, Socrates.
Honor and privilege, sister.
Opening up the show. And the mission of the show is to reach out to you guys. So if you're listening out there in Tampa Bay, and this is going to be aired in New York City on Monday night, then we want you to know how special you are, and you don't have to be down, and God has a plan for your life. And the mission is to reach out to the kids that are on drugs. And if you're on drugs listening to me right now, I've got some good news for you, because Jesus came to set the captive free. And Jesus wants us free. And we are battling the kingdom of darkness. So we got this battle going on between the good and the evil. And the evil tries to bring us into bondage. And Jesus, with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, is trying to pull us and set us free. So we have this battle, this tug of war going on, and we need to yield over to the Lord. Like, I just drove in traffic from Naples. God got me here in an hour. We got 10 minutes left. And God doesn't just clear all the obstacles out of the pathway. And the more, it's like the salmon that's going upstream. You have to jump over the hurdles. There's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of hurdles. And you just have to be determined that you're going to take the word of God and claim the promises of God no matter what's going on. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, because we are in a spiritual warfare, but the battle has been won. Jesus gave us the keys. Jesus has spoiled principality, power, might, dominion is under our feet. All the power of the devil is under our feet, but we have to proclaim the word of God. Jesus told us to talk to the problem, to speak to the mountain. And if you look it up in the Greek, it means you just keep talking to that problem.
Yes.
It's not
yes.
going to go one time. You have to be determined, right, Socrates?
Hammer the problem. And by talking with the power, with the Holy Spirit in you, the devil hit the road. He cannot hang around.
The
because
devil
you
is,
have the power, the Holy Spirit inside you.
The Holy Spirit is like the dove. And we have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit, because a lot of the times our decisions are not consecrated. When you pray, when you get up in the morning, before you brush your teeth, you just say, "Lord Jesus, I dedicate this day to you." And if you need to, have y'all said a prayer yet and asked?
Yes, please.
Have y'all said a prayer yet on here?
We say it again.
Okay, you already said one. Well, anyway, when you get up in the morning, you just say, "Holy Spirit, just take over today." And it's you have to pay attention to what the Holy Spirit will lead you in your decision. Sometimes you don't know what to do, then just wait. Wait on the Lord and allow the Lord to give you the green light to do to your decisions. It's not always simple, right, Socrates?
It's not, and I agree with you. We have to be an overcomer. Speak to the problem to get out of the way. You know, the Bible says, if you believe in your heart, Jesus is Lord, you confess with your mouth, Father God raised from the dead, you'll be saved. The same way you became your healing, if you believe your heart, God can heal you, God can heal you and speak it. If you believe your heart, God can deliver you, plan to deliver you, because the power is in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit casts out the darkness, because the darkness is a spiritual darkness.
Yes, but you need the spirit with the spirit to get out. And you have to speak it. But you also have to change the way you think, because our mind doesn't naturally line up. The Bible says you have to renew your mind and change the way you think. God is not going to do that. Your spirit is born again, but if the enemy gives you a thought, you have to, if you look it up in Greek, it means metamorphosize. You have to, the way a caterpillar metamorphosizes into a butterfly, you have to change the way you think. You have to think positive, think God's word, meditate on God's word. God is not going to do the homework for you. You have to do your own homework. If you want to sit there and worry all day, God will let you do that. If you're doing drugs right now, God doesn't want you to do that, but he has given you a free will. You have to change the way you think about those drugs, and you have to change the way you think. God is not going to do it. You have to change and reprogram your thinking and get your mind lined up to the word of God. Right, Socrates?
Absolutely, because the enemy tried to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. The people, they are addicted to something, because if you take something substance and it's not godly, part of your brain is be a captive of the spirits of darkness. And you have that grave to really, you want again these demonic forces. Close the doors. Resist the devil. Come close to God, and the enemy plan to flee, my brothers.
Right,
sisters.
And it's a process. The best thing to do is yield to the Lord. Get involved in a good church. Socrates has a fabulous healing service tomorrow night. And if you're out there and you're listening in Tampa Bay, if you have cancer, if you're addicted to drugs, if you're bound up, you need to go to Socrates' service tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and let him pray over you, because there's miracles that are happening. And the Lord has given Socrates a gift of healing. We all have. I'm a teacher. I have a gift to teach. He has a gift.
No, you have a gift of prophecy, too.
A prophecy, too. Whatever. God gets all the glory. But the main thing is, if you're listening and maybe you've tried everything, you've gone to doctors, well, come to the meeting tomorrow night, because God, sometimes we have to get at the end of our rope before we see the miracle. You need to come to the service and believe for a miracle. Socrates can pray over you. If you have cancer, don't worry about it. Jesus can heal cancer. Yes. Socrates has seen, I've seen cancer healed.
Over 70 people.
I've prayed for people that were in comas. The doctor said they're never coming out. I went and just prayed over them. They came out of coma. Now, it's all by faith. And God wants you to be healed. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be victorious. But you need to get around people that are filled with the Holy Spirit. So I advise y'all to come tomorrow night. It's at 7 o'clock. Tell them the address. Oh, it's 627 Cleveland Street, Clearwater, Florida, 33755. 627 Clearwater Street. It's downtown Clearwater. Yeah. And try to come early.
Around 7:30, try to come. We start 8 to 10. It's a healing service. And just bring your problems, and God's plan to release.
That's right. And let me tell you something. I don't care how bad you've been. God forgives us. I don't care what you've done. The blood of Jesus makes you white as snow. And I'm no better than you are. We're all made the same way. We get trapped into stuff. God wants to untrap you. He wants to heal you. He wants to prosper you. But you need to come on into the service. And he's got this special thing that he's doing on June 27th.
Thursday.
It's free. So just come and bring all your friends and family. It's from 7 to 10 at the Innsbruck Country Club and Resort. That's in Palm Harbor. 7 to 10, put it in your calendar on the 27th from 7 to 10. and it's at the Innsbrook Country Club. Now come and worship the Lord. Come expecting a miracle. And don't worry about what you did yesterday or last week. The devil will just beat you over the head and try to stop you from coming. Just make it your mind that you're going to come and you're going to see a miracle. Right, Socrates?
Absolutely.
Because God wants to do miracles. He uses his people. You got to come around his people. You got to come around his ministers if you want to see the...
He's in the medical business.
He sure is. And bring your children to come. You know, God's got promises for our kids. And in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, it says that these promises are for Abraham's seed. And we are the seed of Abraham because Jesus restored the blessing of Abraham. Jesus wants us blessed going in, blessed going out. He wants your kids blessed. Are you worrying about your kids today if you're listening to me? I worry about my kids all the time. I've got grandchildren. I claim this scripture, Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, over my kids. Bring your kids to the service. Bring them tomorrow night. And bring any of your...
Yes, bring your friends, your family, and your enemies too. Bring them there. God can make it your enemies, your friends. That's the way of saying the word.
Amen. We'll see you tomorrow night and next Thursday. And I want to close out the show. We got 2 minutes. And we've been doing the show. I was a high school French teacher, and God opened this up after I went to a divorce about 15 years ago. This show is all for you guys. This show is to let you know how much God loves you. God loves you more than I love you. You know, I'm just a natural person here. God is your Heavenly Father. He made you. He's got a mission for you. He's got success for you. He's got healing for you and prosperity. How do you do this, Kate? Well, it's all by faith. It's by faith, and you have to hear the Word of God to hear the faith. And if you need to get in touch with me, contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. That's bless, B-L-E-S-S, the next generation at yahoo.com. If you need a Bible, if you're struggling in prayer, if you want to come on the show, just contact me. And Socrates, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, we're downtown Clearwater. My telephone number is 727-458-8569. We're in the heart of the city across the post office in downtown Clearwater and Cleveland Street. Tomorrow, 7:30 and up.
7:30 and up. And remember that every good thing is coming from your Heavenly Father. Anything that kills, steals, and destroys, stressing you out, is not coming from your Heavenly Father. The Holy Spirit is peace. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. He wants to comfort you. He wants to heal you. He wants to lift you up. The Holy Spirit is what we need. That's our victory. And he's the paraclete. He's the one that walks alongside of us. He's our teacher, our guide, our protector. You need a protector out there? You need a guide? Well, the Holy Spirit wants to come in. Now, when you hear this song, you got to be tough. You got to be strong. You got to forgive. You got to be wiser. Jesus loves you. You got to be tough. You got to be stronger. You got to be cool. You got to be calm. You got to stay together. All I know, love will save the day.